Sorry, I'm late. I was going over the injury report.
We're ready for it. Fire away.
I don't think Foster will play this week.
You don't have to do any push-ups. Can you, playing on a different surface, Bill, do you need to practice on it? What's the difference in the AstroTurf and the field turf? And what are the advantages and disadvantages of doing it for the first time at home?
I don't think that this is an area that I'm an expert in, John. I'll say that right off the bat. I think that we're going to practice on grass. I think that when you are practicing three times a week, it's important to stay out there on the grass, be outside. I think we've played on AstroTurf before. We've obviously practiced on it before in the bubble over there. So, you know, I don't see it being a big adjustment. We'll get over here in plenty of time. The guys will be out there warming up, ready to go. And, you know, we've dealt with this type of field turf before, and I think the guys are looking forward to it.
Bill, you have an update on Jonathan Grimes and just your thoughts on the kind of athleticism that Darryl Richardson adds even as a practice squad member?
Yeah, Jonathan Grimes is day-to-day, Aaron, okay? I won't know about him until probably the end of the week. So you can feel free to ask me that question on Friday. And then who'd you ask me about? Darryl? Yeah, Darryl's a guy that we signed to the practice squad, quick, got some speed. Looks like a guy that could pick things up quickly here. The first day went out there, kind of had an idea what to do, just being in one meeting. So looking forward to just working with him.
Is Jeff going into reserve as soon as today, or do you think you'll wait on that?
As far as Jeff Adams, I think we're going to wait on that. Not sure when that transaction will take place.
If you sign Richardson, you worried obviously about Grimes. Could you talk about the running game in general and what you got to work with?
You always use the term worried with me and concerned and things like that. I try my best not to get worried. I think what we try to do is improve the roster at the positions that we feel like we can, you know, if there's somebody out there on the street that can really help us at a position where maybe we have a depth issue or we just know that there's a good player out there that it can help our team. That's what we're going to do. And I think that's what we did with Darryl, John. You know, again, we signed him to the practice squad. I don't really foresee him being up on the 46, 53 this week, but you never know.
Hey, Bill, can you talk about the over here this way?
Hey.
Defense, one takeaway, first 2 weeks. Talk a little bit about what you need to see from those guys. And I think outside of JJ, just one other sack.
Yeah, we need to do a better job there. You know, we've had some batted balls. Some of those went our way last year, you know, where the ball was batted in the air and we intercepted it, or the ball was on the ground. You know, Clowney's had a couple of plays where he's stripped the quarterback or the back out of the backfield and the ball's rolled out of bounds. You know, I don't think I'm using that as an excuse. I'm just telling you that the ball really hasn't bounced our way. The ball's been free, though, a bunch of times, so we have to try to do a better job of getting some takeaways. That's something that will really help us. It really helped us last year. And I just think overall, like I said earlier in the week, we all need to do a better job. I need to do a better job. The assistant coaches, defensively, special teams, offensively, we all just have to work very hard to do our job better this week.
Can you give us an update on Arian, please?
He was out there at practice today. You know, I think that he's a guy that really understands his own body very well. He's really looking good at practice. You know, I'll say that. I like the way he looks. He looks like he's in good shape and feels better. I'm not sure about this week, but I would say that he would be back sooner rather than later. Yeah, you know, Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson, you know, these guys are bigger guys. They can jump up and catch the ball. They're physical receivers. Anytime you have guys like that, it poses a challenge, you know, and it is a challenge. I think for us, we just need to do a good job of mixing up our coverages, mixing up what we do at the line of scrimmage, off the line of scrimmage, things like that, and try to do a good job of staying in close, not contact, but in close coverage, tight coverage with those guys. That's the key. And then the biggest thing for us in this game is, you know, we really need to stop the run. You know, this back, Doug Martin, number 22, this guy is very, very good. He's a very good back. You got to tackle him. He's a guy that's run for a lot of yards for him, and he's very good. So that's a big key for us.
Bill,
Bill, is Bushy ready to help you this weekend? Is everybody? I mean, have you? Can he play this week? Do you think?
I think he could have a chance to play this week. Yep, Dale.
I mean, obviously, you've got some decisions to make there. Because he's a veteran, does he have a natural edge over the younger guys like Lamb, just in terms of his NFL experience? But Lamb's been in your system longer this year, et cetera.
Yeah, they play two different positions. No, so,
but I'm talking about just in terms of their
availability. No, it's more about, you know, when you bring, first of all, you got to decide where you're going to bring 7 or 8 to the game. You got to decide basically what your game plan is on first and second down. We've got that decided. I'm not going to tell you that, okay? So, you know, because that can involve how many linemen you bring to the game. You know, if you bring another tackle, another guard, whatever it is, okay? Then you have to go out there and you have to do what you just said, okay? You got a guy that you just claimed last week. How's he picking this system up? It looks like to me that O'Day is doing a good job of picking it up. He's a bright guy. Similar terminology was used in New York that what we use. He was coached by Mike Devlin before, so he has an idea that way. So you got all those things come into account. But what we do during the week, Dale, is we practice all those guys so that at the end of the week we can make a decision as to who will be up on the 46.
Go ahead.
When you're making so many when you're having to make so many changes on the offensive line, is it more difficult for those guys to get in sync in the running game versus the passing game, or what are some of the different challenges?
That's a good question. I would say, Tanya, in a running game, you know, where they're having to work together in combination more, whereas in the passing game, they're working in combination in the passing game, but a lot of times they're one-on-one, and it's a matter of how they set and at the same level and things like that. I would lean towards more the running game, getting acquainted with each other, like a left guard that hasn't really played left guard a lot, playing next to a left tackle, those types of things. But, you know, like I said last week, we practice those guys at a number of different positions, so they really do understand each other. You know, it's not like there's 20 guys up there either. You know, there's, you know, 8, 9 guys that all kind of know each other pretty well. Without, you know, not counting adding O'Day, and, you know, they're still getting to know him, but I think he's come in here and done a pretty good job the last 2 weeks.
Bill, in terms of the secondary, what have you seen in terms of, is there any kind of common thread to some of the touchdowns and long plays allowed?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of it has to do with everybody working together. You know, like, you know, the one where I think that in the Sunday game where we threw the interception and then Carolina came out and right away threw the touchdown pass, you know, Cam was back there for a while. So, you know, a lot of it's pass rush, get a little bit more pressure on the guy. You know, these guys are NFL receivers. We have good DBs. You can't cover them forever, though. You know, so we got to get a pass rush. I think on the secondary side of it, like I said before, we got to be a little bit more aggressive in what we're doing, mix and match coverages, spin the dial kind of approach, and that's probably what we need to do.
Coach, you had Derek Newton over at left guard. What's the advantage of having a veteran tackle play guard versus playing left tackle? And then with Jeff Adams going out, is that going to alter what Newton's role might be for Sunday?
You know, anytime you have an injury where a guy's going to be out for a significant time, you have to make a decision on what's the best thing to do for all of those guys. You know, it depends on who you're playing, what's the strength of this team. The strength of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is, you know, their defensive front. You know, they have a very, very good front, Gerald McCoy, Jacques Smith at right end. You know, so we're gonna still play the players that we feel will help us win the game at the positions that we feel will help them play the best. And, you know, I'm not going to get into that right now, but, you know, we'll make sure we have the right five out there.
How did you think he did playing guard?
Good. He did a good job.
Bill, can you assess how Jared Krik played over here?
Jared Krik?
Yeah, Jared Krik has played this year.
He's played, you know, he's played tough. He's a tough player. He's made some good tackles in the running game. He's been in there pressuring the quarterback, you know, at times. You know, just like everybody needs to play better. Everybody needs to coach better. You know, when you're 0-2, I don't think anybody's real happy with that, obviously. So, but I think Jared's really done what he usually does. He plays very hard, and he knows that just like all of us, we can all do better.
You talked Monday about the pass protection being good, considering how many times you threw. Chris Clark looked like he did really well in pass protection. Can you assess him? Is that why you got him?
I think Chris Clark, you know, with these guys, and it's the same thing I was saying to Dale about O'Day, you know, these guys that just got here, they're still getting acclimated to our system. They're very smart guys. They're picking it up really well. And I think at times, you're right, Chris did play well. I think it's the same thing I said about Jared Krik. You know, everybody's got to do better. You know, we all We all have to play better. There's obviously plays that all of us wish we could have back from Sunday, but we can't. So we have to try to improve this week and go out there and get a win on Sunday. But Chris has come in here. He's a veteran player and done what we've asked him to do.
I think on Sunday night, you mentioned that you've been part of teams before that started 0-2 and had a pretty good season. I think one of those was Penn State in your first year there.
Yeah, I don't know if I maybe I said it that way. I've seen teams start this way and be okay. You know, look, I know, like, it's 12% of this and it's 5% of this and it's 2% of this. Like, I really don't care. I care about this team. And I care about the fact that these guys came back today ready to go. And that's all I can tell you, Tanya. I'm not getting into, like, starting out like this, what team I was associated with, this, that, and the other. Well, all I know is we're focused on Tampa Bay, and that's what we're going to try to do. Okay? Good? Thanks.